from being helped to helping others. After becoming a member in 2024, last year Jerry Bradley, 62, signed up to become a member volunteer. I served in the RAF for 13 years, but it was only when I left in 1996 that problems with my sight first surfaced. It wasn't until 2003 that I was diagnosed with Stargardt disease, which is a genetic eye condition. Everyone has one blind spot in each eye, but with Stargardt disease, you have three, and mine are growing. I've lost my central vision, and I also have Charles Bonnet syndrome, so I see things that aren't there. When I first lost my sight, I was the only blind person I knew. I was in a very dark place emotionally at times, but since finding Blind Veterans UK, my whole life has changed. I've taken part in a whole host of activities, including go-karting, paddleboarding, and axe throwing. And I completed 100 kilometres in the South Coast Ultra in September, proving to myself that my sight loss doesn't define me. In April last year, I was asked if I could be a sort of crash test dummy for training volunteers to safely guide members. I was blindfolded, so completely black blind, and guided into a cafe. This was the moment that started my journey into becoming a volunteer myself. The trainee volunteer had taken a huge amount of care, ensuring I got into the cafe safely. But then I found myself standing in a room and felt incredibly vulnerable and confused. In that moment, I was able to put myself in the shoes of someone who has no sight at all and knew I wanted to do more to be able to help train volunteers and to support other members myself. So I sort of learnt how to guide others by accident. I've always helped others, but my volunteer training has definitely given me the confidence to do more. I'd actually say that a lot of my volunteering is soft touch, rather than what others may consider volunteering. I largely see my role as being on hand when I'm at the Rustington Centre, to look out for others and to notice when they may need a bit of support, or offering extra support at community coffee mornings. When I was staying at Rustington in the summer, a group of 16 of us went on a trip out to play Skittles. I was one of two members with enough sight to stand up the Skittles, and I also used my new guiding skills to help the others on and off the bus and through the pub. At the centre, I help people get around if they're looking a bit lost. The training has helped me to recognise situations where other members may need help. I also stay in regular contact with others I've met at the centre, and take on a sort of telephone befriending role. Any of us can do this without the need for official volunteer training. You get to know other members at the centre and find things you have in common, and this leads on to making those regular calls to check in on others who may be on their own or more housebound than you. It's a huge learning curve. I learn more about myself and the members I'm helping all the time. Myself and another volunteer recently took a member, a wheelchair user, to the pub. I learned about transferring the member into a car, choosing venues that are wheelchair accessible, and also to check whether the member around whether they want to stay in the wheelchair or be in a seat at the table. To be honest, I get as much out of volunteering as the member I'm helping gets from my support. I make new friends, we chat, I learn about their story and background. And then a lovely feeling of trust builds between us, which is a lovely thing. Volunteering isn't just about having specific tasks. To me, it's about having the confidence to help someone when they need it. But it's also about understanding your own limits and what you can and can't do safely. For example, I would only guide someone on a route that I feel confident with myself and would never do it at night time. For me, it's about doing little bits here and there to help others.